Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
I can't believe the highway is closed.
Well, we'd better go around and take College Road. It takes a bit longer, but it seems like we don't have a choice.
If I had known this, I would have made a turn at the last intersection.
Don't worry. We still have plenty of time to pick up the client at the bus station.
Number 41. What is the problem? Number 42. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 43. Where are they going? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Ron, I heard you got a new job. How is it?
I really like it. The staff seems very friendly, and the work is not too bad either. However, I am a little concerned about the distance. It's a bit far from my place.
Oh, that's too bad. Maybe it's time for you to get a car.
I've thought about that, but then there's the hassle of getting a driver's license.
Number 44. What does the man say about his new job? Number 45. What does the man say he is worried about? Number 46. What does the woman recommend? Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
What did you think of Jason?
Well, his background in sales is very impressive, and he also seems like a real nice guy. I like him.
I agree. I think he may be the guy to lead our sales team. Did you get any feedback from the personnel manager?
Yes, he likes him a lot too. Let's go and tell Jason that he got the job.
Number 47. What are the speakers discussing? Number 48. What impressed the man about Jason? Number 49. In which department will Jason most likely work? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Wendy, are you done with your monthly report? The general manager wants it in his office first thing tomorrow morning.
I finished writing it up, but I have to read it over to make sure there aren't any errors. I'm going out to lunch now, but I'll read it over in the afternoon.
That's great. Could you give it to Mr. Wright's secretary after you are done?
No problem. I'll get it to her by the end of the day.
Number 50. Who wants to see the report? Number 51. When will the woman hand in her report? Number 52. Where will the woman go next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Take a seat, Rhonda. I have asked you here to discuss the progress of your work in the marketing department.
I hope I am doing all right. I really like my job and the people have been great to me.
Yes, I can see that you really like your job here. As you know, it's been 3 months since you started with us and your probationary period is over. I'd like to offer you a full-time position with our company.
That's wonderful. You don't realize how much this means to me.
Number 53. In which department does Rhonda work? Number 54. How long has Rhonda been with the company? Number 55. Why is the man meeting with Rhonda? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Lee, the results from your physical came back and you are in fine health.
I am so relieved to hear that. I was getting worried because I have been feeling tired all the time. I guess I've just been exercising too much.
It is a good idea to exercise, but over-exercising and not getting enough rest may actually wear you out. Try exercising every other day.
Okay, I will try that for a while. I will take it easy from now on.
Number 56. Who most likely is the woman? Number 57. How has the man been feeling lately? Number 58. What does the woman recommend? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation. I have to attend a conference in Hong Kong next week.
I wish I were going with you. I went to Hong Kong on my last vacation and I had a great time there. I especially loved the food. You will have a great time there.
I am not sure if I will have enough time to go out to eat. I am only staying there for a day and I have meetings and seminars scheduled all day. It's a bit of a shame, isn't it?
Well, if I were you, I would take off a day early. After all, it's not like you can go to Hong Kong all the time.
Number 59. When will the man leave for Hong Kong? Number 60. What did the woman like the most about Hong Kong? Number 61. What does the woman recommend the man do? Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Jack, can you install this new accounting program on my computer? I'm terrible with computers.
Okay, I'll help you this time, but you really should learn more about computers. It's really not that difficult.
I've thought about taking classes and actually looked up a few places. The City College offers introductory courses, but it's too far from here. There are also courses offered at nearby institutes, but they are way too expensive.
If you'd like, I could give you a quick lesson. Let's get together during lunch today, and I can show you a couple of things. Number 62. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 63. What does the woman mention about the courses at nearby institutes? Number 64. When will they get together? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Your total comes to $99.17. How are you going to pay for your groceries, sir?
I'm going to have to write you a check. You do take personal checks here, don't you?
Yes, we do, but I will need to see one piece of photo ID.
Oh, no. I must have left my wallet in my car. Could you please hold these items here while I go out to the parking lot to get it?
Number 65. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 66. How will the man pay for his purchase? Number 67. What does the woman ask the man to provide? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. This is Jane with the J&J Hardware Customer Service Department. What can I do for you today?
Hi there. I am calling to check on an order I placed 2 days ago. I was supposed to get the items delivered to my house today, but they have not arrived yet. Could you check and see what's going on?
Of course. May I have your name and the order number?
Yes, my name is Lester Reed, and the order number is 13-05.
Number 68. Who most likely is the woman? Number 69. Why is the man calling? Number 70. What does the woman ask the man to provide? Go on to the next page.